So give me 1 second to try the new command.
Recording started.
Okay, it tells me the recording has started. So let's start the call. I'd like to welcome all of you. I'm going to pop a little welcome message into the chat. So if you are in the chat, you can see that, and you're more than welcome to reply back to each other or say hello to each other in the chat. I use the chat room because sometimes people maybe feel more comfortable writing what they want to share, or maybe they just want to pass and listen, and then they can let me know in the chat. And also, I put the question that we're talking about in the chat, and then that helps you sort of follow along with the conversation, especially if you're in a workplace and you get sidetracked for a couple of minutes or two. So before we get started, I'd like to acknowledge that I'm hosting this conference call from the traditional territory of the Kwan-Mundan First Nation and Tonkwatchin Council. The Recreation North Training Program, as some of you or most of you will probably know, is a partnership that's delivered through the Recreation and Parks Association of the Yukon, the Recreation and Parks Association of Nunavut, and Northwest Territories Rec and Parks Association. A lot of our work is made possible because back in 2015, we were fortunate to win the Arctic Inspiration Prize. So I'll just take a moment for those of you who are new to our program to let you know how the conference calls work. As some of you know, participating in the calls is optional, but we've heard from past participants that it's one of the best parts of their learning experience. So I really encourage you to make the time each Thursday to join the call, and it will always be on Thursdays at 11 o'clock Mountain Time, 12 o'clock Central Time, which I believe is Baker Lake, or 1 o'clock Eastern Time. The only group that will change is the Yukon. So right now we're at 10 o'clock, but when everybody else changes their clocks and we don't, our calls go to 11 o'clock. So just try and stay on top of those times. If you're in the Yukon, it's a little harder. During the conference calls, I use the prompts on the presentation slides to guide our conversation, and that way you can prepare for the conference call. I also use an imaginary circle, and we're spanning from way west and north in the Yukon all the way to way east and north in Nunavut. So we have a big reach. We also have Rebecca, who is from Chesterfield. I think she introduced herself, Chesterfield and Baker Lake, that is now in Newfoundland, so even further east. So we have a big reach of more than 5,000 kilometers between us. So if you can help me imagine this circle that we make when we join on the conference calls, that would be great. And I try and vary the order with how we share on the call so that it's not always the same person going first. When we go around our circles, you're more than welcome to share your ideas, try and do them in a way that is respectful of each other and of the time that we have, but you're also welcome to just listen to what each other what others have to say. I really believe that listening is just as important as speaking when we're learning things, so whatever you're most comfortable with is fine with me. Most of our agendas for our conference calls begin with a round of introductions that we'll do in just a moment. And then what I do is I go over some of the information that was shared for the week in the activities and slides. And then we have a conversation where you get to share some of your experiences, your thoughts, and your ideas or your questions. And that's the richest part of the learning, because I believe that what we create through the Recreation North Training Program is a community where we learn from each other. So it's a group effort of learning. So thank you all for joining. And if anybody else has just joined the call and I don't know that you're on the call, feel free to just interrupt me and speak up. If I can't hear you, you may need to press *6 on your call. And as Kim mentioned, that might take a couple of seconds to mute or unmute yourself. So before we do the introductions, I just wanted to welcome you to RF 101, or Recreation Foundations. This is our first core learning event in a series that lead to a certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. So we have some of you in this group that are starting with this one as your first learning event, and some of you that have already completed more than six because you started last January. So just so you know where this falls in the cycle. We do make it possible for people to start anywhere, so don't worry about if you're starting at the beginning or partway through, it's okay. This learning event introduces the basics of recreation and explores how it benefits individual, community, and environmental well-being. So when we really understand the basics of recreation, we can make sure that people see recreation as an essential service in our communities. So we're going to think about how recreation means different things to different people, and we have many different communities participating. We're going to understand how recreation in our own communities connects to bigger priorities at your territorial level or a provincial level or a national level. And then we're going to talk about how the benefits are so helpful for people's physical and mental health and for community well-being. So Trevor, I noticed that you're in the chat. If you're on the phone, I'm thinking perhaps you're there with Andrew and also with Kamlepik, and maybe when it's your turn to talk, you might need to press star six to join. So let's begin with a round of introductions. And I'm just going to ask you to tell us a tiny bit about yourself. What you can do is just say your name, your community, and what your role in recreation is, because I know you've done great introductions already in the learning event online. And then just tell us what your one favorite recreation activity is. And we're going to go around in a circle today from people who are familiar with how the conference calls run and have been going through the learning events to people who are a little newer, just so that if you're newer, you can see how it works. So we're going to start, here's the order for today, and I'll tell you when your turn's coming up. We have Dana, then Kelly, then Serena, then Chris, then Stephanie, and then we'll go to Andrew Kumanoptik from and Trevor from Iglulik, and then Nathan from Baker Lake, and then David from Whitehorse, Natalie, and then Tim, I thought maybe you could wrap up at the end of the round. So I'm going to start. My name is Caroline Sparks, and I'm based out of Whitehorse, and I've been involved with recreation for about 40 years now, so a long time, 35 years almost in the north, in the Yukon. And my favorite recreation activity is just getting outside on trails. It doesn't matter if I'm walking or hiking or biking. I love the trails in and around Whitehorse. So that's my a little bit about myself. So let's go over to Dana. And again, you might have to press star six to unmute. So Dana, Kelly, and then Serena, if the three of you unmute yourselves, then we can go from one to the next.
Hi, my name is Dana. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, we can.
Okay, that's good. I have a different speaker on here. But I settled in Whitehorse a few years ago now. And I work for Kwamundan First Nation in youth recreation as a youth rec support worker. And I also just love to get outside, and I love swimming in all the outdoor lakes and rivers that I can up here. So, yeah, that's a bit about myself.
That's great. Well, welcome back, Dana. Dana and Kelly, who's going to introduce herself next. This is their eighth learning event in the series. So welcome back. Thanks, Dana. Over to you, Kelly, and then we'll go from Kelly to Serena to Chris.
Great. Are you able to hear me?
I can.
Perfect. Hi, everyone. My name is Kelly. I also work for Kwamundan in the youth rec department as a youth rec support worker. And what do I like to do? It's a hard question. I like a lot of things. So I love being outside, and I love sport. I love just moving my body, but I also love things that are a bit more low-key, like, you know, reading and art. So it's a good mix. I can't say just one.
Okay, well, thanks. So you're very balanced then, Kelly. Thank you. Okay, let's go to Serena next, and then Chris, and I think Juliana's on the phone because I noticed she's in the chat. So we'll go Serena, Chris, Juliana. So over to you, Serena.
Hi, everyone. My name's Serena, and I also work for Covenant First Nation as a recreation support worker. But I have been on and off in a recreation type setting with Clementine for the past 15 years, I believe. I like to play hand games a lot. Like, that's my recreational activity right now. It is a lot of work, but it's very fulfilling to participate in their culture.
That's great. That sounds, we'll look forward to learning more from you, Serena. I know it's hard through the phone, but I look forward to hearing that. And that's great that you've been involved with the recreation at Kwanlin Dun for such a long time. You've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah, definitely a lot of changes. Definitely more policies now.
Yes. Well, welcome. Okay, so Chris, over to you.
Hi, I'm Chris. I don't actually work in recreation, but I started a nonprofit for disc golf last year to promote diversity in disc golf. I'm in Whitehorse, but I kind of toggle back and forth between CarMax and Whitehorse. I've been in the Yukon 12 years, but first four in CarMax and then kind of back and forth between Whitehorse. Yeah, disc golf is my favorite. It's my favorite recreation, so thanks.
That's great. So if anyone wants any disc golf advice or expertise, Chris is your go-to person. So there you go. And have a look at what her introduction is, because it's good. It tells you a little bit about what you started. So congratulations on working through that and getting some events up and running. Thanks. Okay, I think, Juliana, are you on the phone? Are you able to hear us, and are you able to unmute using star 6 so we can hear you?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, would you like
yes,
to...
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So I just was asking everyone if you can introduce yourself, just where you're from, and what your role is, and what your favorite recreation activity is.
So my name is Juliana Fialo. I live in Cambridge Bay, Nunavut. I've been here for the past 3 years. I'm originally from Brazil, but I have been living here in Canada for the past 12 years. Here my whole, with the, I work with the municipality. I'm not the recreation manager or coordinator, but I was in this role for maybe 2 months, but now I'm mainly supporting the recreation department with looking for funding and opportunities to connect different aids in the way that we do recreation here. And I would say something that I'm not doing lately, but I would like to restart here. I love to play badminton.
Oh, that's great. That's a good year-round activities. So thank you, and welcome back, Juliana. Okay, so next on my list, I'm not sure if Jed from Teslin, I don't think he's able to join us today, or Morgan from Kugluktuk. Morgan, are you on the phone? Okay, so here's the next order. We're going to go to Stephanie, and then Trevor and Andrew and Kumanaki. And I'm sorry, I have to learn how to pronounce your name. We'll go to you after Stephanie. So I'm glad to know that all three of you are there on the phone. So Stephanie, would you like to tell us a bit about yourself and your favorite recreation activity? And you might have to press star 6. Okay, I can't hear Stephanie. So, Stephanie, maybe you can pop a note in the chat if you're still on the phone. Oh, there's a beep. Okay, well, let's go to Iqaluit. And Trevor and Andrew and Kumanopic, would you like to maybe just tell us your names? I did say you're from Iqaluit, but maybe you can tell us what you do and what your favorite recreation activity is. Okay, and Trevor and Andrew and Kumanopic, you might need to press star 6 on your phone so we can hear you.
Hello.
I can hear you now. Perfect.
Okay, yes. Hello. My name is Trevor Arwood from Iqaluit, Iqaluit. Started working at the arena back in 2016. Favorite recreation activity is hockey. During my early years, but recreation. When I started working at the recreation, got me interested into recreation more. So I've been working here ever since.
That's great. Well, welcome to the Recreation North training program. And it sounds like if you like hockey, you're working in the right place in the arena. So that's wonderful. So Trevor is, or Andrew and Kumanopic there with you as well?
Yes.
So maybe one of them would like to introduce themselves next?
I'm giving it to Andrew. Hold on.
Hello, my name is Andrew. I started in 2014 at the arena. My favorite activity is hockey, teaching about the jobs. In some
that's
in other sports.
Thanks, Andrew.
That's all.
Thank you. And Kumanopic, can you let me know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly or not?
I'm giving it to Kumanopic.
Okay.
Hello, all. My name is Kumanopic Matias, and I am from Iqaluit, Nunavut, and I am 22 years old. I started back in 2018 as a kids camp worker, just a worker, and after a year of the peer pressure, I was turned into the kids camp coordinator, and then a year after that, I was turned into the coordinator. Now I'm here, and my favorite recreation activity is golfing with friends, either by free play or with custom rules. If not, just normal golfing.
That's great. Thank you so much. I like how you said that peer pressure turned you into the kids camp coordinator. Thank you to the three of you for joining. Now I'd like to go over to Nathan in Baker Lake, then David, then Natalie, then Tim. So over to you, Nathan.
Hi, my name's Nathan Annanot. I am an Inuk who has been living in Baker Lake, you know, with my whole life. I just became recreation coordinator right after Easter, or actually right before Easter. And they threw me into the ring, saying I had to make games for 1 week long event, and doling out thousands of dollars of prize money. I had no idea what I was doing. There was a lot of chaos at first, but it was a real learning experience for the Hammett Day Games 1 week later. But like I said, I've just been rec coordinator for like about 4 or 5 months now. I'm finally getting the hang of things. What I've been working with are the arena complex where we have a rink, two community halls, but one community hall is used as a indoor gym where we have treadmills, exercise weights. It's a full gym. And we have a large indoor playground which can accommodate about 100 kids, 5 years and under. And we've got a youth group upstairs with a pool table, a bunch of games, and projectors with 120-inch screens where they play PlayStation 3, PlayStation 4, PlayStation 5, Xbox, anything all the youth would want to play, and they have a few hundred movies, so they can have movie night every night if they want. And we've got a baseball field up in town, which I manage, as well as a bicycle ramp style with jumps, which the kids don't use. I don't know why. I've been really trying to get it out there. I also built a little bicycle trail outside of town. It's a couple miles long for use for exercises, but all people do is drive around their vehicles on it. There's lots of hunting and fishing always going on, lots of hockey. We're surrounded by a large herd of caribou right now, so luckily I was able to get funding from the Toronto Blue Jays Foundation. So we're getting about like a ton of caribou from them, offset and giving hunters like $300 a caribou for each head of caribou that they give to the elders. And I have to organize a festival by the lake, which we just had a couple weeks ago, where a bunch of young performers came. Brenda Montana, she got famous from TikTok. Shauna Siti Nak, she's up for Indigenous Awards, but she's a local girl. She was born from here, but she's doing records in Esalie or Ottawa right now. And we got Joshua Howley from Eagle League, as well as Don Bernstick to do Masters of Ceremony and do a show for us. Luckily, we were able to get him. Yeah, and we do Christmas games and New Year's games for like 2-3 weeks, so it's going to be a crazy Christmas. And there's a bunch of other stuff.
It sounds like you're very busy in Baker Lake, so that's a lot going on for you.
But yeah, it's quite lots of fun, though. Lots of interesting stuff for the young people and the elders. I'm just always trying to include the adults because they always feel forgotten.
that's a good point. I think some other people might experience that too. So thanks, Nathan, and welcome to the Recreation North Training Program. We're going to go to David and then Natalie and then Tim and Trista may be on the phone as well. So David, over to you.
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
You bet.
Okay, perfect. David Jennings, I too am new at my posting. I've been here since the end of March. My posting is program coordinator for Elder Active here in Whitehorse, Yukon. Excited to see all the learning possibilities with this course. Bit of background, I've been involved in outdoor recreation since the mid-80s. So for some time now. And my favorite activity, I would say lounging back in the easy chair after a hard day hike, bike, paddle, or what have you in the outdoors. I enjoy getting the recreation, but I also enjoy relaxing after the efforts.
That sounds great. Thanks for sharing that. Great. So let's go over to Natalie then, just for a quick introduction and share your favorite recreation activity.
Hi, my name is Natalie. I'm the rec director in Tagish, Yukon. I'm here for 9 months now, so I'm just starting. I'm still a baby in recreation. I'm in the north since 10 years now between Yellowknife and the Yukon. My favorite recreation for me, it's all about the dogs. I'm a dog musher, so dog sledding in the winter for sure, camping, all everything in the trail. And in the summer, for sure, it's dry land activities, so hike, pull by dogs, Candy Crush, bike tour, also kayaking and fishing. So that's me personally.
Thank you, and welcome to the training program. We'll all look forward to hearing about dog meshing as we move forward. So thanks, Natalie. Over to you. We'll go to Tim and then Trista and Stephanie. So if you guys can do a quick intro, who you are, where you are, what your role is, and your favorite rec activity, that would be great. So over to you, Tim. You might need that star 6. Okay, Tim, I can't hear you, so let's go to Trista. Trista, if you can unmute using star 6 and just introduce yourself quickly and tell us your favorite recreation activity.
Hi, I'm Trista Vizzo. I'm the recreation programmer for Ignace, Ontario, and we're a small little northern community kind of located between Winnipeg and Thunder Bay. And I would say my favorite recreation's got to be camping and fishing. I spend a good portion of my summer out at camp.
Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us, and it's great we did have somebody else from Ignace participate in our training program, and it's really interesting to hear the similarities between our small communities in the territories and small northern communities in the provinces. So we'll look forward to hearing your experiences along and sharing those with us. Thank you. Over to you, Stephanie, and then we'll come back to and I see that Morgan is on the call too. So we'll go to Stephanie and then to Morgan. So Stephanie, if you can unmute with a star 6, and Morgan, you might need to click star 6.
Hello?
So you're ready to go. Hi, I can hear you.
Hello?
Now. Yeah, go ahead.
Hello. Oh, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, finally. Okay, my name is Stephanie Kachia. I live in Enterprise, Northwest Territories. I'm the recreation coordinator in this community. I have been here for a few years. I'm a mom of 3, and my son actually just graduated this June, and I'm 44 years old. I'm also a volunteer firefighter in our community, first responder. I volunteer with the Senior Society also, and I coordinate a lot of annual events and coordinate a lot of local activities, after-school programming, weekend activities, and the major events that we have in our community that we host is the Jamboree, Gateway Jamboree, that we hold every August. The Itchigo Dog Sled Races every spring, usually around April. And actually this year is going to be our first annual Bunnock tournament, and we have about, oh my goodness, over 20 teams of 4 playing this, and this is going to be going on this weekend, and I'm looking forward to it.
Great, and I'm hoping that you will tell us in the forum what Bannock is, because I was not sure if it was Bannock or Bannock. So I'll look forward to getting an explanation in the forum there. So, Morgan, if you're able to join in, would you like to just tell us, introduce yourself, and tell us your favorite recreation activity? So Morgan's popped into the chat, and this is awesome. So thank you, Morgan, for putting your introduction in the chat. The reason we do have the chat And Morgan said this, is she's in a busy place, so it's hard to talk, and that is totally okay. So Morgan is the youth coordinator in Kuvluktuk, and I think Morgan started back in Easter or around the same time as Nathan, you would have started in Baker Lake. So welcome back, Morgan. It's great to, and thanks for popping into the chat there. And Tim has recovered his phone, so let's wrap up our introductions. And this is long because this is the first conference call. They'll be a lot shorter after this. So Tim, go for it.
Hi, I'm Tim. And yes, I dropped my phone and couldn't reach it, so sorry for keeping everybody waiting. I'm in Sombatay, Yellowknife, in the Northwest Territories. I work for the Recreation and Parks Association. And my favorite form of recreation is biking.
That's great. Thanks for joining us, Tim. So this, as I mentioned, this conference call, we did take a bit more time to introduce each other. I think it's really important to know who's in our group, because you might find different people that you can connect with and get ideas from. So I'm just going to take a few minutes to go over sort of what the content was this week. And then what I might do, I think most people are in the chat, so I might ask you just to pop your answers for the next question into the chat. So I'm going to pop the question in while I'm talking, and then that gives you a chance to either answer in the chat or think about what your answer might be on the phone so that we can stick to the time that we have. So while you're thinking about what influences recreation patterns in your community, I'm just going to say that this week in Recreation Foundations shows us just how much variety there is to recreation. Even Kelly mentioned she couldn't pick her favorite recreation activity because there's lots of different things that she really likes to do. And as you heard from each of us, recreation means different things to different people. In our different cultures, they mean different things. I've heard a lot about Christmas games in Nunavut, but we don't have Christmas games in the Yukon, so it's interesting to hear the differences and what happens in your communities. If you did activity number 3, it contrasts or shows you that recreation can happen inside things that are built, outside in the outdoors. You can do recreation alone. You can do recreation with other people. Recreation can be organized, like Nathan said, that, you know, all the different things he has to organize. Or recreation can be unorganized, like the camping and fishing that Trista said that she does. Recreation, as David explained, can also be passive or active. So it can be putting your feet up at the end of a day after you've been really active, or it can be reading a book, like Kelly mentioned. On slide number 8 in the presentation slide, so the presentation, if you have it open or have looked at it, it's linked at the top of the learning event. So whenever you hear me mention the word slide, it's actually a link that you'll click to open what those slides are. And on slide number 8, we show the definition, the Canadian definition of recreation. And I encourage you, I know some of you did in your post, to think about how you describe recreation. And I think some of your explanations and introductions have shown that recreation can be physical, it can be social, it can be creative, or it can be spiritual. And it's usually something that's good for you. Slide number 9 explains some of the terms or some of the language that we use in the field of recreation. If you're not sure what some of these mean, then we have a glossary that you can look at, and it's linked on slide number 9. When you know what these terms are, it can be really helpful in your community to explain what you're doing for recreation, or to use words when you're trying to get money for recreation from people as well. So try and take some time to understand the terms that we use in the field of recreation. So slide number 10 shows you that there's lots of different things that influence recreation experiences. I mentioned culture, so differences. There's lots of differences within Nunavut alone, but the differences between Yukon and Nunavut. Family might influence how you recreate, your own personal interests, your community, the geography around your community or the climate or weather, and then a number of other things. So I'd like to ask you just to think of one word or one quick thing that influences recreation experience. And we're going to go around in the circle fairly quickly. So if you can, as we go, just unmute, say your one word, and then we'll move to the next person. So we'll start with Dana. And if you're in the chat and want to pop your answer in the chat, you can do that too. So Dana, what's one thing that influences recreation experiences from your perspective?
Yeah, for me, definitely geography has a big role to play in like what my like personal recreation experience is. I grew up on the prairies, and then when I came to the Yukon, then suddenly hiking and mountain biking and all of those activities that have to do with mountains were very new and exciting, and yeah, just stuff that I never had access to growing up in Manitoba.
Hey, thanks, Dana. Let's go to Kelly. So let's try and see if we can go through our circle fairly quickly so we don't run out of time. So 10 seconds or less. What influences recreation experiences from your perspective, Kelly? And then we'll go Serena and Chris. Kelly, you might be muted. I can't hear you. Sorry.
Am I good now?
Yeah.
Okay, I might have muted there. I would say similar to what Dana said, I think like availability and accessibility.
So what's available and what's accessible?
Yeah, and I think like the narratives around it.
That's great. Thanks. And thank you, Kelly. And over to you, Serena. Have you noticed one thing that influences recreation experiences in your community?
I think transportation is like a big thing. We do get a lot of kids who ask us to go to places because they haven't gone there for a long time.
Thank you. That's great. Thanks, Serena. Chris, is there one thing that you've noticed that influences recreation experiences?
I guess like my first go-to is organization. I find when things are kind of chaotic and stuff, it doesn't really, it can still work, but it doesn't like lend to the best experience of, and that goes from, like, for example, like, my disc golf, from, like, trying to get a new course set up, you got to have the organization to get that process going, even if you don't organize, like, people playing, if it's just free to play, but, like, there needs to be a bit of, like, organization going on to make it really successful, in my experience.
That's great. Thank you. And that's why it's interesting to talk about it. Each person's experience, because when we can think about these things, it also helps us understand maybe what might not be working so well for us as far as recreation when we know what does influence recreation. So thanks for mentioning that, Chris. Juliana, if you're still on the phone, would you like to share one thing that influences recreation experiences from your perspective? And Morgan, if you're able to pop an answer in the chat, then I can read it out.
I think I would mention accessibility.
Sorry, that was activity?
Accessibility to your... Doing haze that the recreation experience here is something that we should work on.
Right, so making it more accessible for people, and that would influence more positive recreation experiences. Thank you. And Morgan, feel free to pop your answer in the chat, as that might be a little bit easier. And then let's go, Stephanie. Do you have a quick answer to what influences recreation experience is one thing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, just real quickly, I'm just looking at my notes. Funding, location, time of year, last season, communication with residents and participants, personal health, physically and mentally and emotionally, the interests for the local people, and furthermore, participants with, as I said before, and I think that's about it.
That covers a broad range. Thanks, Stephanie. That covers things from things that you get to deliver information to how people actually, their personal health and things like that. So that gives us an idea that there are such a broad range of things that influence recreation. Thank you. And Trista, you've talked accessibility at their convenience. Did you want to explain that more? Do you mean that when it's convenient for people, they want to be able to access recreation? Is that how you meant that? And I think you might be muted, so you might need the star six, Trista, if you wanted to expand on that. Oh, I see, put it in there. So the community likes to do things on their free time. So exactly, accessibility isn't just about being able to get into a building, but it's also having things available for when people want to do them. So trails are a great thing that often are trails and parks that make recreation very accessible in some communities. Okay, so Andrew and Trevor and Kumapik, I noticed that Trevor, you said that seeing people enjoying what recreation brings to their community, and I like how you put that. So it's when people see other people, I think this is what you mean, when people see other people enjoying recreation and the positive things that happen, then more people might participate. Andrew or Kumapik, did you want to add anything else to that?
No, we're good.
Okay. Thank you for sharing, and you can pop your ideas in the chat if you want to, too. Nathan, how about yourself? Is there one thing that you've noticed in Baker Lake that influences recreation experiences?
I would definitely say culture. Baker Lake is 90% Inuit. I know we're very modern. We have Facebook and everything. Everyone knows everything right away. But I can't hold games or anything or events on a Sunday. It's bad. So that's the old, very religious traditionally and very modern at the same time. So I have to work between that. So culture influences all my events and everything that happens in Baker Lake.
Thanks for explaining that, Nathan, because that's a really interesting piece, because if somebody was coming new to your community and hadn't lived there before and didn't understand that part of the community, they might not be able to help support recreation in the same way that you can, understanding that part about your community. So thank you. That's an important thing to recognize. David, how about yourself? You're coming from a different perspective than, say, Nathan is in Baker Lake. Is there one thing that you think influences recreation?
Elements that I feel influence recreation is funding. Can I afford it? How do I get there? What are the transportation? What are the barriers? And what I'm working to do here at ERA is to reduce the cost to the participants and increase the availability through carpooling or making sure all recreation that I offer is bus accessible. So removing barriers such as cost and transportation are key elements.
Yeah, so those barriers affect people's recreation influences or experiences, and because we know what those barriers are, we try and remove them to provide a better recreation experience for more people. So that's a good way of explaining that. Thank you, David. Natalie has popped in the chat sort of the age of the population. Natalie, I don't know if you wanted to add a little piece about Tagish, because that's quite a unique community in most of the three territories.
Tagish is like mostly senior people, but we also have few new family coming in, so, and there's a big gap between the two, so it's kind of a challenge here. And same, I heard the guy saying funding for senior people, for them recreation is something different. It's like, yeah, they like to move, but they also like to just get out of their house and be here at the hall and have their coffee together. For them, it's really important, and finding money for that is really hard. So, it's population. I think the age of the population in Tagish is, one of the most important things.
That's all right. Thank you for explaining that a bit further, Natalie. And Tim, will go over to you, but I'll just share first what Morgan's popped in the chat. Morgan said that, yes, definitely the organization and also the leadership from the coordinator affects sort of or influences recreation. And Morgan, I think that that's a really great point. Dana and Kelly and Serena, who are on the phone from Fallandun First Nation, have talked about how their recreation has evolved. And I think that it's probably evolved because of leadership from the people that are working there, because people, like you point out, do make a big difference in recreation experiences. So thank you, Morgan, for sharing that. Tim, anything else that you think you'd like to add to what people have said about what influences recreation experiences?
Well, the very last thing that you said, Caroline, was leadership, and that's probably the biggest one. Where there are great recreation leaders, there is great recreation.
Thanks, Tim. And that's why we're all here, right, to make great recreation, because we're all passionate recreation leaders, and we're all passionate about how recreation happens in our community. And Kumunapik posted contribution within the community. Absolutely. So the way that the community contributes, or people volunteer their time or share their skills to coach or do anything like that. So thank you for putting that in the chat as well, Kumunapik. I know we've just got a few minutes left, so we might not get to the last question that I have here. But I just wanted to explain that, you know, as you can see, recreation is very personal. It's also unique to your families and to your communities. And you've shared ways that your communities are different. And this will be a really great learning experience for you, because when you hear how things work in other communities, it brings ideas to you for your community. So we've talked a little bit about what recreation is and what it looks like in your community. And there's some common themes that underlie why recreation is important. We sometimes ask ourselves, why do we put so much time and energy into recreation? Being a recreation coordinator in a small community, it's sometimes very easy to get burned out, because people expect you to put things on at Christmas and at Halloween and at Easter and all those special times of year and festivals by the lake and things like that. And sometimes we give, and we don't take the time for ourselves to recreate, but we also need to sit back and understand the benefits or how we're influencing sort of a positive impacts in our communities. So as slide 11 shows, it shows the vision for the Canadian vision for recreation. And I think we all probably agree that although this is a Canadian and a national vision, it's probably something that's important for all of us in our communities. We envision a Canada where everyone is engaged in recreation that's meaningful, so it's something that interests them. It's accessible. They can get there. They can do it. They can get in the building. And that recreation is good for people's well-being, community well-being, and also the well-being of our environment. People who spend time outdoors are more likely to look after the outdoors. So that's kind of an interesting way of doing it. So what I'm going to ask you to do over the next over the rest of the day maybe, is just imagine or reflect on how powerful recreation can be in your own lives and in the lives of the people and in your community. Try and think about, I've got on the conference call slides, it was share your vision for recreation in your community. If you have an answer prepared and you'd like to pop that in the chat, that would be great. Unfortunately, I don't think we have time to go around our circle again, but I'd like you to think about for yourself what is really important for recreation in your community. You know, is it about people being physically healthy? Is it about people coming together and having social time where they can get together and share and do things together? Because if you know what your own vision is, it helps motivate you when you might feel overwhelmed at all the different things people expect you to do. So that's just something for you to think about. And I think that I'll wrap up our call there. I don't want to overwhelm us with going too long on the first conference call that we've had. So please also take a look for next week at slides 13 and 14 and the other ones for the following week. We'll talk a little bit more about the framework for recreation in Canada that was developed over 5 years ago now. So we'll look at those things next week. So this wraps up our first conference call. I think that everybody has had a chance to post their introduction in the forum. I thank you very much. That is your first, I call it an RLA or required learning activity. And each learning event has two required learning activities. And when you complete both of those and you participate, then what we do is I give you a credit for that, or I say that you've completed that learning event. And then as you complete all 12, then you earn the certificate in Northern Recreation Leadership. So take a look at what other people have posted. I also posted a tip. So if you are finding that you're getting too many emails, you can change how the email and the messages come to you so that you only get one a day. If you're not sure how to do it, take a look at my message or send me a message and I can tell you how to do that. So just a couple of posts. David said that for his vision, it's having recreation that's accessible financially and for transportation. And Andrew said seeing groups of people of different ages enjoying recreation sports and having people volunteering. I think those are great visions. So it's where making it possible for all different people to participate and come together and enjoy themselves. So thank you, David and Andrew, for popping that in the